Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm so glad to be coming your way this morning once again. And I want us to continue with our scriptural readings. Hallelujah. Today I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 9. Oh, I love my Bible. I know you also love yours. And I hope you have your Bible with you. Alright, so 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen. It's so nice reading some of these things. You have no idea. Since verse it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Do you love God? I know you do. That is why you are hearing me. He says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for you. He's talking about you. And he says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God has revealed those secret things, those things that no man has seen, to us. How? By the Holy Spirit. Now, if you remember in John chapter 16, when Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit, he mentioned how that when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall guide you into all truth. You see, so the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, into all reality, all the secret things, he reveals them to us. It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And he says, for what man knows the things of a man, save or except the Spirit of that man which is in him? In other words, your Spirit knows everything concerning you, because your spirit man is joined to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that whosoever is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. We have become one spirit of the Lord. That is why we are temples of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. That is from verse 10. And it says, verse 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of that man which is in him? And it says, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Then it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Hallelujah. I have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Then it says, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So the Spirit of God is to help us know the things that are freely given to us. So it's only the Holy Spirit who will show you all the beautiful things that God has given to you in Christ Jesus. Like righteousness, like faith, like glory, things like blessings, things like riches, things like increase, things like fruitfulness. You see, he says that we might know the things that are freely given to us. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us into all truth, to guide us to know all the beautiful things that God has given to us. Then he says, when he gives you the ability to, he helps you find out what you're supposed to have. Then he says, which things also we speak. That is in verse 13. Today I'm actually talking to you about which things also we speak. So after the Holy Spirit has led you into finding out what he has given to you, what the Spirit of God has given to you, what God has given to you in Christ Jesus, and I've mentioned some already, goodness is for you. Bible says that goodness and mercy follows us. The fact that the Holy Spirit is your strength, the fact that the Holy Spirit is your helper, the fact that grace has ministered to you in abundance, the fact that you have all things that pertain to life and godliness, all these are some of the beautiful things that have been given to you in Christ Jesus. You know, and I believe that even as you've been listening to these things, you've realized some of the things that have been given to you, who you have been made in Christ Jesus. It's very important you get to know. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit to help you get to know. Then it says, when you find those things out, it says, speak them. Look at verse 13. It says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So the Holy Spirit helps you find those things out in the Word. Now, when you locate them in the Word, the next thing to do is to speak them. It says, which things also we speak, which things also we speak. So if you found out that you have faith in the Word, what do you say to yourself? I have faith. I have the faith of God. So you don't pray. You never ever pray for faith, because you do have faith, because it has been communicated to you and the Holy Spirit has helped you find out that you have faith. You see, you are not a sinner anymore. There's goodness and mercy that has been ministered to you. There's great grace ministered to you. When you find them in the scripture is spiritual. It says comparing spiritual things to spiritual. What is the meaning of comparing spiritual things to spiritual? In other words, comparing what is written in the Word of God with what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And as you compare them and you find them out, you speak them with your mouth. Hallelujah. So I want you to say to yourself today that I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Increase is mine, glory is mine. I go from one level of glory to the other. My path is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. All these things are brought to you by the Holy Spirit. He helps you find them out. And as you find them out, you speak them with your mouth. Keep speaking today. Speak those things which the Holy Spirit has showed you from the scriptures. I love you so much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed. Bye-bye.